Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to protect my boy Dirty. I'm going to protect my boy Ron. And I'm going to protect my boy T.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, some news coming across the NFL. Darius Slay. A lot of people were looking at him as the Steelers released him yesterday. They released him yesterday, waived him, and the Bills have claimed him. The Buffalo Bills have claimed Darius Slay, and he is going to go to another AFC contender that held the team they played last week. Played against the Bills last week. Now he's going to join the Bills. Hopefully that didn't any over-the-line trash talking didn't happen because he's got to be on their team.
Got to be in the locker room with him, huh?
Yeah, so Darius Slay, a lot of people had some thoughts about him potentially coming here and add to that secondary and the corner room or the safety spot, but that is not going to happen. He is going to go to Buffalo. So that is the latest move there. Again, as we talked about yesterday, the Texans have two roster spots to fill. We'll see what it is they're going to do with that. But Darius Slay is not going to be one of them. So that is the latest there with him. We'll see what else the Texans are able to do there. Coming up here in just a bit, Texans report with our guy, Brandon Scott. He'll join us. We'll get his thoughts as he was there. We heard him there talking to D'Amico, talking to C.J. Stroud. We'll get his thoughts as we head to this big game coming up on Sunday. All right, Clint. This was interesting. This report, Ken Rosenthal, who covers Major League Baseball for The Athletic and Fox Sports, he said that the Astros have gotten considerable interest for their center fielder, Jake Meyers, and are open to moving him for a controllable starter. That's from Ken Rosenthal.
Astros ain't loyal.
By the way, Meyers posted career highs in both average and on base percentage. He's 29 years old. His slash line, he hit 292, 354, 373 OPS of over 700. Three homers, 24 RBIs, almost 2.5 WAR. He missed several games. He only played 104 games. But he is the center fielder that they've waited on. They've waited for him to play at this level. Your thoughts about the Astros potentially moving off Jake Meyers?
I got zero problems with it. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure anybody listening to the show knows that I'm not. I mean, Jake damn sure isn't untouchable. I appreciated the progress that he was making last year. But again, it was just due to injury. It was just another flash in the pan kind of deal.
You needed somebody. You're talking about we got to have him. You were like last year, hey, man,
yeah,
we got to have him.
Yeah, yeah, last year for that potential playoff run, you needed him to try to squeak in the playoffs. You needed him, but you didn't get him. So, I'm okay with him moving on from him. I have no – he is not a guy that's untouchable. He's damn sure not a guy that's untouchable if you can get in return a potential starter in this rotation, somebody that you know can at least stay healthy and contribute as a starting pitcher.
It feels huge.
I mean, hell, I felt like Dubon would have been a more productive center fielder than
that's
him anyway.
So. Dubon, Chaz McCormick are both not a part of the team anymore.
Well, they really like this Melton cat, I wouldn't be opposed to Cam Smith moving over there and being a center fielder.
Yeah.
Listen. Don't know how real that is, but I know they speak of Jacob Melton, you know, very, very high. So,
hey man, Taylor Trammell was over there doing.
There you go.
Listen,
you got plenty of guys on this. To me, you got plenty of guys that bring something similar to Jake Meyers to the table in the outfield at the plate.
Listen, I think Jake was a vital part to this team, and really, as you said, progress. He really improved to a point where that time where he came out of the dugout and couldn't make it to a center field spot. Like, we were all – like, Tyler sent an all-cuss word message. I think it was as much about the training staff, but also about Jake. Like, damn, we need him in center field. He's a bronze glove winner. One of the better defensive – by the metrics, one of the better defensive center fielders in the league without an arm. And they still view him in that way. So I think he is an important piece, and I don't think you just roll on with him or anything.
No.
But if he is somebody that teams are clamoring for, and there's a chance you could get
considerable interest.
Multiple teams. I said like seven teams being connected to him.
Hmm.
And you can get starting pitching for it?
Yep.
I would not bet that Jake Meyers is going to be any more of a commodity than he is right now. And
his stock's up, huh?
I mean, way up. And listen, as I said, man, I mean, we can figure something out for three homers, 24 RBIs, 292, 354. Pretty good. We can figure something out. We could try to do something to figure that out, right? I mean, no offense to Jake, but it is what they could get in return. I wouldn't just trade Jake for a utility player or a middle relief guy or anything. Are you talking about starting pitching where he's looking like that and people are talking about, boy, we're hunting down center fielders? Yeah, Jake would be on his – he'd be on his way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got zero problems with it. I think you've got
what plenty. Is going on with center fielders right now that Jake is a commodity like this.
Well, maybe there's some similar issues. People around the league are having similar issues the Astros are. They've just ran everybody through center field that they possibly could, along with left and right, and they're just not happy with them. I don't know.
Wow. I kept it real as a true professional myself.
I guess.
Or maybe they're gonna make a move for a bigger name.
I'm just saying. But Jake, a commodity, considerable interest, six or seven teams.
Can Altuve play center?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I don't know.
He didn't even laugh. He didn't even laugh. It was a joke. Good God.
I think they might.
It's not funny, Clint.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize Jake had you in your feels like that.
Hell, man. I think they might try.
Be honest, it wouldn't surprise me. That guy right there, hell, like, they didn't think he could sing either until that commercial popped.
They still don't think he can sing. Yeah, Jake Martin. Yeah, I saw that. I said, hell, man, Dana Brown better be. All right, who we got?
Yeah.
What else you need?
I wonder if that's him throwing it out there and fishing, or is there really some folks tied to him?
What is going on?
I would think Ken would have checked other sources to see if these other teams have checked in too.
You don't think Ken got a direct line to Dana?
Well, I bet he does, but I don't think Ken's just going to say, well, you know what, Dana, I believe you. Let me just take your word for it, Dana. Go see it. Yeah, I don't know. So Jake Myers could be on the move. We'll see. I definitely, if there's any kind of starting pitching that could go in a rotation, I'm making that move yesterday. All right, let's get ready to talk to our guy, B. Scott. Brandon Scott was out there today talking to the Texans. Big media day as D'Amico and C.J. Stroud spoke. We'll get his thoughts, a little Texans report with Brandon Scott coming up next.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.